"You see, Prince Joffrey?" John asked. She hadn't, not at first glance, but when she looked again she found him to the back, under the shade of a high stone wall. He was surrounded by men she did not recognize, young squires in the livery of Lannister and Baratheon, strangers all. There were a few older men among them, knights, she surmised. "Look at the arms on his surcoat," John suggested. Arya looked. An ornate shield had been embroidered on the prince's padded surcoat. No doubt the needlework was exquisite. The arms were divided down the middle. On one side was the crown stag of the royal house, on the other the lion of Lannister. "The Lannisters are proud," John observed. "You think the royal sigil would be sufficient? But no. He makes his mother's house equal in honour to the king's." "The woman is important, too," Arya protested. John chuckled. "Perhaps you should do the same thing, little sister. Wed Tully to Stark in your arms."
"A wolf with a fish in its mouth?" It made her laugh. "That would look silly. Besides, if a girl can't fight, why should she have a coat of arms?"
John shrugged. "Girls get the arms, but not the swords. Bastards get the swords, but not the arms. I did not make the rules, little sister." There was a shout from the courtyard below. Prince Tommen was rolling in the dust, trying to get up and failing. All the padding made him look like a turtle on its back. Bran was standing over him, with upraised wooden sword, ready to whack him again once he regained his feet. The men began to laugh.